de actualidad.
Hablamos con Peleg Reshef, que es coordinador del Congreso Judío que se ha celebrado en Córdoba. Peleg, thank you for talking with Radio Sefarad. ¿Cómo ha sido tu labor al frente de esta coordinación del Congreso Judío Mundial en Córdoba?
Could you tell us about your role as a coordinator in this the meeting of the World Jewish Congress in Córdoba?
Yes, the meeting in Córdoba is a part of the process that the organization called OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, is trying to make in order to monitor and to battle the epidemic of anti-Semitism that is on the rise. The World Jewish Congress is one of the most effective organizations that is battling this epidemic, and one of the new issues that is addressed now is working with young leadership, meaning student ages 18 to 30 and young leadership 30 to 40, to engage in that and to work with Jewish and non-Jewish groups and NGOs to battle the epidemic of anti-Semitism.
La Organización para la Seguridad y la Cooperación en Europa ha organizado esta conferencia sobre antisemitismo y el Congreso Judío Mundial es una de las organizaciones más activas en la lucha contra el antisemitismo. Una de las tareas que llevamos a cabo es el ponernos en contacto y el intentar que jóvenes entre 30 y 40 años participen y sean activos en esta lucha contra esta epidemia del antisemitismo.
¿Qué destacarías de este Congreso Judío Mundial? ¿Qué te ha parecido lo más relevante?
What would you consider the most relevant of this World Jewish Congress meeting?
Well, I think that the fact that over 25 young leaders from over 20 OSCE countries came through the young adult World Jewish Congress leaders delegation is a very important and meaningful thing. We came here on Sunday to Córdoba. We had our own seminar for the young leaders, where we were addressed by Mr. Israel Singer, the chairman of the World Jewish Congress, and Mr. Edgar Bronfman, the president.
Lo más importante ha sido que hemos conseguido reunir a 25 jóvenes en Córdoba y hemos tenido nuestra conferencia paralela. También el hecho de que asistieran líderes como Edgar Bronfman y Israel Singer, que son los máximos representantes del Congreso Judío Mundial.
And I think that one of the most significant speakers that addressed us yesterday was Professor Gert Weisskirchen. Professor Weisskirchen is a parliament member of the German Bundestag. And last year, when this conference was held in Berlin, he was appointed by the OSCE, the personal repertoire of the OSCE, to battle anti-Semitism.
Una de las conferencias más interesantes fue el profesor Weisskirchen, que es miembro del Parlamento alemán. El profesor Weisskirchen es coordinador personal de la OSCE en el tema de antisemitismo.
And it was amazing to hear from him that he had no budget and no people, and that the head of the OSCE himself restricts him of how to do his job, meaning that at the last 12 months that he's been appointed, nothing really has been done because they, the OSCE and the countries themselves, don't give him the tools to monitor this issue.
Lo más llamativo que nos dijo Weisskirchen es que él no cuenta ni con personas y con presupuesto para llevar a cargo su tarea, y que en todo este tiempo él ha solicitado de la OSCE que le brinden los medios para llevar a cabo su trabajo y no lo ha tenido.
So I just want to say that for me the most significant thing is that young leaders came from so many countries in Europe, in America, from Canada, from Israel, together with the older generation with the experience of leadership, and together we are here to learn and to lobby and to interact with other NGOs, non-Jewish and Jewish NGOs, to battle this epidemic. And I think that this interaction of young and old generations, and Jewish and non-Jewish is very, very important for the young generation to learn how to be more involved and to want to be more involved.
Lo que yo destacaría de esta reunión, de este encuentro, es la presencia de líderes jóvenes y de la generación más mayor. Y es fundamental esta interacción entre estas dos generaciones, jóvenes y mayores, así como también con las organizaciones no gubernamentales y otras instituciones judías y no judías. Eso es fundamental para llevar a cabo este trabajo en contra de esta epidemia.
¿Qué te ha parecido la vinculación del gobierno español en la organización de estos actos?
What are your thoughts on the participation of the Spanish government in these meetings?
I have the highest regards and I appreciate the fact that this conference is taking place in Spain. There are a lot of thoughts about the invitation of the foreign minister, why he wanted to do it in Spain, and on the other hand, it's very disappointing to know that so many heads of states, foreign ministers, education ministers from different OSCE countries not attend this conference. And I have actually a question for the foreign minister: how come he invited everyone to come to this conference, but the bottom line is that did not make the best effort to bring the heads of states or the people who need to influence on this process to come here.
Valoro mucho que el presidente Zapatero haya convocado esta conferencia en Córdoba, y sin embargo también le diría al ministro Moratinos que, al igual que en otras conferencias anteriores, la presencia de jefes de Estado y de ministros exteriores de otros países fue importante, en esta él podía haber hecho un esfuerzo mayor para lograr esa presencia que es fundamental para que se logren los objetivos de esta conferencia.
¿Qué tendría que pasar para que esta conferencia fuera considerada un éxito por el Congreso Judío Mundial?
What needs to happen that this conference could be considered a success by the World Jewish Congress?
I think that I made it clear before that if Mr. Weizkirchen, that has very good intentions, will be able to operate and will be able to have authority and workable budgets, I think that would be a very practical resolution that could come out. I think that if the representatives of the countries who do participate will make strong statements that will be followed throughout the year, we're making educational Holocaust education and real actions against anti-Semitism, Islamophobia and other related intolerances, that would be a real practical moves. And this is something that we will have to evaluate in the next few months.
Pienso que si el señor Weizkirchen cuenta con el presupuesto y con la autoridad para llevar a cabo su trabajo, eso lo consideraríamos un éxito. También que los representantes de los países presentes en la conferencia hicieran declaraciones firmes y contundentes en contra del antisemitismo y también en favor de la educación sobre el Holocausto y contra todas las formas de intolerancia.
Ahora vuelve Israel. ¿En qué va a continuar su trabajo, suponemos? Explícanos, por favor, en qué consiste este trabajo y el trabajo del Congreso Judío Mundial en Israel.
Now you're returning to Israel and you start, you continue working at the World Jewish Congress. Could you tell us what is the task exactly of the World Jewish Congress in Israel?
The World Jewish Congress is in Israel is, if you will, the foreign minister of the World Jewish Congress.
El Congreso Judío Mundial en Israel es como el
foreign ministry,
como el Ministerio de Exteriores del Congreso Judío Mundial.
And also in the World Jewish Congress Israel section, there is the World Jewish Congress Institute, which does studies and publishings. For instance, the last publication that the World Jewish Congress Israeli institution did is a study by Pilar Aula, which you know, about anti-Semitism and other forms of intolerance in Spain.
El Congreso Judío Mundial en Israel cuenta con el Instituto del Congreso Judío Mundial, que es un instituto de investigaciones, entre cuyas investigaciones está también un estudio de Pilar Rahola sobre antisemitismo y otras formas de intolerancia en España.
And maybe the most important thing is to educate, what I feel is very important, to educate the Israeli society on diaspora communities and Jewish identity, and to make the interaction between the Jewish communities outside of Israel and the Israeli society in Israel.
Una de las misiones del Congreso Judío Mundial en Israel es educar a la ciudadanía israelí sobre asuntos relacionados con la diáspora y las comunidades judías, y familiarizar a la diáspora con la comunidad judía israelí.
Gracias por su trabajo y gracias por haber contestado a nuestras preguntas.
Thank you for your work and for responding to our questions.
My pleasure, and I have to tell you that I just learned about Radio Sfarad before I came here, and I think that it's a wonderful initiative which should be done in every Jewish community and everywhere around the world. So good luck and keep up the good work.
Muchas gracias, y también deciros que hace poco que he conocido la labor de Radio Sfarad, que por la cual os felicito, así que seguid con el buen trabajo. Thank you.